Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we have Donald Lewis, professor of entomology at Iowa State University, speaking about cicadas. This is part one of a two-part interview.
We're talking about the periodical cicada, also called the 17-year cicadas. Some people still call them locusts, but that nickname creates a little confusion, so we prefer the term periodical cicada. But this is our year. Through much of Iowa, through the central part of the state, down into the southeastern corner of the state, for the emergence of the periodical cicadas. And where they emerge is highly spotty. They're very isolated. They're very spotty in their distribution. Number one, it has to be an area where there have been trees for a long, long time, like hundreds of years, if not thousands. Number two, the periodical cicadas had to have been in that area to lay eggs 17 years ago. That would have been back in 1997. When those two random variables come together, you get an area like your backyard, like some of the parks in Mount Pleasant, like some of the parks in Des Moines, the Ledges State Park up by Boone. We get these areas where the cicadas are present in huge numbers, and it is spectacular when it happens.
And they seem to really like the elm trees, and they're flying everywhere.
That's great on the warm days to see that and to see them moving about and kind of enjoying the sunshine the same way we do. But yes, the periodical cicadas are associated with hardwood trees, that is, deciduous trees. They are also unique to the eastern half of the United States. About as far west as they go is Kansas City, Kansas. And from there to the Atlantic Ocean, they will have these spots of periodical cicadas in various times. But again, it's always in woodlands. Now, you may not think of your house, your residential neighborhood, as a woodland, but if you were to fly over and look down on it, you would see that it's almost entirely covered with hardwood trees, and that's where the cicadas hang out. That's where the males and females are mating. That's where the females are going to lay their eggs very shortly, and that's where we will hear periodical cicadas again in the year 2031, 17 years between generations. When we talk about insect life cycles, we often think of things like aphids that produce a life cycle, or they produce a generation from egg to adult in as little as 2 weeks. Mosquitoes can produce a generation from egg to adult in as little as 10 days. We're talking about the other extreme, where we have an insect that produces one generation from egg to adult in 17 years. That by itself would make them spectacular.
How do they do this? Are they dormant, and what triggers it?
There's a lot of mystery to this, but fortunately we have a couple hundred years of dedicated scientists who track these around the country. They go to different parts of the country as they emerge in different years and have gathered a lot of information for us. We'll start with the life cycle. All insects start out as eggs, and in a few weeks, the female cicadas are going to insert their eggs into the twigs of the trees. That is, they're going to bore right down into the twig and lay a couple hundred eggs per female. In about another 2 months after that, those eggs will hatch into a tiny nymph. Now, a nymph is an immature stage of an insect that has a simple life cycle. So it would be like grasshoppers, where a grasshopper nymph, a little baby grasshopper, is how they're developing on their transition to adult. The cockroaches also have that kind of a life cycle, and people are familiar with baby cockroaches. Well, the technical term for baby cockroach is a nymph. The periodical cicada nymphs will drop from the tree and burrow into the ground and go anywhere from 6 to 24 inches deep into the ground as this small, white, immature insect. And they will find a tree root and begin feeding on tree sap. and they will feed on tree sap as their only nutrition, and they will grow from about a quarter of an inch to nearly an inch in length, and then they will wait. They will be underground in the dark. They will continue to feed on tree sap, active when the soils are warm, inactive and dormant when the winter comes, but they will remain underground in the dark, feeding on tree sap, counting from 1 to 17 very slowly. I'm not sure it's the freezing, thawing cycles that they're counting. My understanding is the cicadas are counting changes in the nutritional status of the tree. They are plugged into the sap of the tree. That's their food source, and they would notice when it has more sugar or less sugar, something else coming and going in that tree sap. So that's my understanding of what they are counting. And in the summer of the 17th year, they move to the surface where they may have been quite deep, but they climb to the surface. And when the soil temperature reaches about 63 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit, they start coming up out of the ground, usually in the evening. They come out of the ground. They shed their skins. You've seen all those empty shells hanging all over your trees and your plants, your flowers, your fence posts. And at that point, they are transforming from the immature nymph to the mature adult, which then allows them to reproduce and start the process over.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Professor Donald Lewis of Iowa State University talking about cicadas. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.